Now, early reports note that the South African Human Rights Commission confirmed that it will be investigating the decision by the City of Cape Town to downscale the Dial a Ride service. According to the South African Human Rights Commission, it has received a few complaints from users that will be impacted by this change. And this comes as the City of Cape Town announced early in August that changes will be made to the service, and that should be taking effect around the 8th of September. But to discuss this matter a bit further, we are joined online by South African Human Rights Commission National Chairperson, Mr. Chris Nissen. Chris, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
Wassalamu alaikum to you and to our fellow sisters and brothers. And
now, Chris, we know that the City of Cape Town is going to be changing the services around the Dial-A-Ride service. It means that only individuals that are wheelchair users, as well as individuals with some other severe walking impairments, they will be able to use the service. And that obviously now means that your elderly and your people with other disabilities won't be able to make use of the service come the 8th of September. From the South African Human Rights Commission point of view, why does this raise some red flags?
Well, the Western Cape office received this complaint, and the Western Cape office of the Human Rights Commission is investigating this matter. You know, but let me make the following. A nation that forgets the vulnerable groupings, such as the elderly, such as the other able, such as the sight impaired and hearing impaired, and not able to take care of them, you know, is a nation without a conscience. And therefore, my view is that, you know, we should say to the City of Town, listen, do not curb and curtail the services which will help the other able people and leave them because at their own, you know, on their own, because with the crime that we have, these groupings, vulnerable groupings, become easy targets. Now, can you imagine they have to walk to the day hospital, they have to walk to this, and they have to ask the other people to assist them and all of that. So the city, I would really appeal to the city and say, please do not curb and curtail these services to those most vulnerable in our society.
The City of Cape Town is saying that the change is happening because of budget constraints. They're saying that the service is running a budget deficit of around R1 million a month. We know that the Western Cape Network on Disability has also written to the City of Cape Town Mayor, Mr. Gordon E. Lewis, and they've also started a petition to try and urge the City of Cape Town to maintain the current services for the Dial-A-Ride service. Do you see anything actually changing before that 8th of September date that is set for the services to change?
Well, we'll have to see what the Western Cape office comes up with and what the investigation, and I think it will be a rapid investigation to make sure that we get to behind it, and they will make recommendations which they will probably send to the city. However, you know, if you look at, and I raised this with when I was with them the other day with the mayor, and we received a very good reception, and we were very well, we had very good engagement. One of the arguments, or one of the things I said there, which they explained to us afterwards, is that I say, I live in Rondebosch. In Rondebosch, my street did not have to be retarded. But I come from Bishop Lavers. And thanks to the city, they've made main roads. They've repaired. But all the side roads are full of potholes. I can go to Nyanga, I can go to all over, and understand some of the reasons why it's happening. But we must, in this country, we must begin to have budgets that are pro-poor and pro-vulnerable groupings. that we need to have the budget and find the money to fund this, because the fear of these vulnerable groupings being exposed to find themselves to a place they can come under attack. And so I think we must cherish the vulnerable groupings in our country and say, what is it that we can make sure that we make them more comfortable and give them more hope and give them more, support. So if it's a budgetary issue, I'm sure the city can find the money. I'm sure that there are appeals to, whether it's social development, whether it is national government to grant something. But I'm sure if they put their heads together, they will find the money to keep these groupings that are so vulnerable and so exposed to potential abuse, that they can find the money to help them. Yes, I understand. All the municipalities in this country is under real constraints because of funding. Our economy is not growing the way it should be growing. So people are not having enough disposable cash or not even enough cash to pay and fulfill the obligations. We understand all of that. But as I said, a nation will be judged as to how we treat the most vulnerable in our society.
I definitely agree with that, Mr. Nissen. What would we actually be as a nation if we treated our most vulnerable citizens badly and we didn't look after them? But we are going to unfortunately have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us on air and for sharing all your insight from the perspective of the South African Human Rights Commission into this planned change of the Dial the Ride service. Thank you so much for that.